are falling, and my heart is falling, for even time brings you beside me, it seems. I've been so lonely for you, and you only, your sweet caress means happiness and wondrous dreams. I'm in love, so in love, love me. Lips that thrill, say you will love me. Just by the touch of your hand, let me know you understand. Every day, every way, love me. With a kiss, whisper this, love me. While I live, let me live, where I can be there close to you, knowing you love me.
Thank you. Beecher Stowe's words changed the world with her anti-slavery novel Uncle Tom's Cabin. Experience her life, explore her impact, tour her home, visit her gardens. Hartford's Harriet Beecher Stowe Center, presenting seasonal and themed tours daily. Salons at Stowe Parlor Conversations on Thursday evenings. Come be inspired to change your world. Join the discussion on our Facebook or Twitter pages. For more information, visit harrietbeecherstowe.org or call 860-522-9258. That's 522-9258.
Dreaming when the skies are blue. full of funny smiles. I adore birds are singing far and near, all that's blooming everywhere. You alone my heart can cheer. You just you.
Thank you. Thank you.
the blue. Best of all rooms, dream room for two. Better than a palace with a gilded door. Here's a love nest you can call home.
Every month at Real Artways, creative people come together for art, music, and conversation. Join us at Creative Cocktail Hour, third Thursdays at 56 Arbor Street in Hartford. Find out more at realartways.org or call 860-232-1006.
Now when you talk of wedlock, it really makes me grin. It's like a wrestler's headlock right underneath your chin. They say we're all intended to live in harmony. The theory is splendid, but in reality, he'll go out and gamble, and he'll go out and drink, and she will stay at home beside the kitchen sink till they fall in love. He'll be so polite, but after they are wed, say he'll be eating peanuts every night in bed. And till they fall in love, all different lovers are when alone at a time. Prefers a good cigar to his darling bride, and she will murmur, "Sweetheart, shall we try?" And he'll softly say, "Oh, go lay down and die." And
Mandy, there's a minister handy, and it sure would be dandy if we let him make a fee. So don't you linger, here's a ring for your finger, isn't it a humdinger? Come along and let the wedding chime bring a happy time for Mandy and me. I was strolling out one evening by the silvery moon. I could hear somebody singing a familiar tune. So I stopped a while to listen. Not a word I wanted to miss. It was just somebody serenading. Something like this, my pretty Mandy. There's a minister handy, and it sure would be dandy if we let her make a scene. So don't you linger, here's a ring for your finger. Isn't it a humdinger? Come along and let the wedding chime bring a happy time for Mandy and me. Don't you linger, here's a ring for your finger. idea. Come along and let the wedding chime bring a happy time for Mandy.
Eddie Cantor from 1918, Mandy. Wedding chimes, of course, in his future now past. Before that, Winnie Leitner and Still They Fall in Love. A little bit sarcastic there about love, but that's okay. 1929. She was a big Broadway star. She always played kind of a tough broad. She was one of the gold diggers, you know. There was a series of movies, The Gold Diggers, and she was in quite a few of them, talking tough. Before that, John Steele singing The Love Nest from 1920. And before that, Enrico Caruso, pioneer of recorded music, Un Bacio Ancora, 1903. I think that means another kiss, one more kiss, maybe. And before that, Robert Olson, I Love You. Can't get any simpler than that, 1929. Before that, Shannon Quartet with a standard, one of my grandfather's favorite songs, Let Me Call You Sweetheart. He used to play it on the violin and sing it with an Italian accent, not necessarily singing and playing the violin at the same time, because, you know, the violin gets in the way of your chin. Before that, the Olympic Dance Orchestra, I Love My Baby, preceded by Olga Albani, one of my favorite girl singers. An opera singer she was. I shouldn't call her a girl singer. That's nasty to say. But I love Olga Albani. You should not be in love with women that are the age of your grandmother, but there you go. It's You I Love, 1929. Started the set with Louis James, great baritone, Love Me, 1929. If you haven't guessed, love is the theme of the program this morning. There's so many of those, so many love songs. They have a kind of a commonality to them, I think. You know, you get a feeling that they all have something in common. I don't know if it's a soothing quality or the blues are not like that. Blues don't have the same quality, but they're celebratory, but at the same time, sexy, I guess. Now, this next one, if you listen to this program, you know that it dates back to the 20s. But if you're not a regular listener, you'd probably be a little surprised to hear that an Elvis song, the Elvis song, Are You Lonesome Tonight, goes back to 1926. But it does. And Vaughn DeLeith made it popular along with a few others. She was one of those... torch singers, I suppose you could say, you know, sexy and dark at the same time. She liked to sing in a low register, but she could really hit the high notes too. This is cut off in the spoken part. There was a spoken part even in 1926, the way that Elvis used to do it. And so here's Vaughn DeLeith. You don't hear her too much these days with Are You Lonesome Tonight?
Tonight I'm downhearted, but oh, we have parted. I love you and I always will. And while I'm so lonely, I'm writing you only to see if you care for me still. Are you lonesome tonight? Do you miss me tonight? Are you sorry we drifted apart? Does your memory trace to a bright summer day when I kissed you and called you sweetheart? Do the chairs in your parlor seem empty and bare. Do you gaze at your doorstep and picture me there? Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome tonight? I hold with affection each fond recollection, the romance of days now gone by. And often I wonder if I made a blunder by letting you bid me goodbye. Are you lonesome tonight? Do you miss me tonight? Are you sorry we drifted apart? Does your memory stray to that bright, happy summer day when I can see?
One of the Hartford area's best-kept secrets is international folk dancing. Each week we do 30 or 40 dances out of the hundreds we know, representing many regions of Europe and Western Asia. We do circle dances, line dances, and couple dances. Some are challenging, but most are in simple village style. There is enormous variety in the rhythms, melodies, and instruments. Most Sundays we use recorded music and include plenty of instruction. About once a month, we have a party and dance to the music of an invited band. This recreational dance group meets from 7 to 10 every Sunday, all year round, in Wethersfield at Temple Beth Torah, 130 Main Street. Some people come for the exercise, some for the music, and some to socialize. Everyone has fun. Newcomers are always welcome, no partners needed. To learn more, visit alwaysonsunday.us. That's one word, alwaysonsunday.us.
Begins to beam. Every night I dream a little dream. And of course, Prince Charming is the theme, the he for me. Although I realize as well as you, it is seldom that a dream comes true. To me it's clear that he'll appear. Someday he'll come along, the man I love, and he'll be big and strong, the man I love. And when he comes my way, I'll do my best to make him stay. He'll look at me and smile, I'll understand, and in a little while, he'll take my hand. And though it seems absurd, I know we both won't say a word. Maybe I will meet him Sunday, maybe Monday, maybe not. Still I'm sure I'll meet him one day, maybe Tuesday will be my good news day. he'll build a little home just meant for two, from which I'll never roam. Who would you? And so all else above, I'm waiting for the man I love. Maybe I will meet him Sunday, maybe Monday, maybe not. Still I'm sure I'll meet him one day, maybe Tuesday will be my good news day. He'll build a little home just meant for two, from which I'll never roam. Who would you? And so all else above, I'm waiting for the man I love.
Thank you. some lover, only trying to discover someone who'll be sweet and gentle to a heart that is so sentimental. Oh, let me hold your hand for only just a moment. While I'm lonely in this world, there is no other lonesome lover like me.
It's 5 o'clock, and your radio is tuned to WWUH, West Hartford, Connecticut, 91.3 FM, broadcasting as a community service of the University of Hartford. Also heard on WAPJ Torrington, 89.9, WDJW Summers, 89.7, and WWEB Wallingford, 89.9. And streaming live on the internet at www.wwuh.org. This is Guy's History of Recorded Music. I'm Guy Touquet, and I'm playing records from the early days of the phonograph, 1920s and before mostly. The program originates here in the subterranean studio of WWUH on the campus of the University of Hartford, just outside the city limits in West Hartford, Connecticut. And comes to you every Thursday morning at 3 o'clock till 6. Set your alarm. Or if you have to get up before 6 anyway, then at least have your clock radio tuned to WWUH 91.3. And you can spare the coffee. You know, you don't have to make the coffee because this will wake you right up. Playing love songs this morning. There's so many of them. And some of them are just dynamite. Last one, maybe not so much. Lonesome Lover from Vincent Lopez. Calling himself the Broadway Dance Orchestra. In those days, the same bands would appear under different names on different record labels because they had contracts, but there was always, I guess there were ways, loopholes, that if you didn't use your name and you put together an ensemble, you might not be in violation of your contract with the record company. So they might have been exclusive contracts for Vincent Lopez, his orchestra, but for the Broadway Dance Orchestra, maybe not. Before Lopez, we had Rudy Valley and his Connecticut Yankees, Deep Night, 1929. Rudy Valley wrote that song and made a hit out of it. Before that, Hartford's own Sophie Tucker, The Man I Love, 1928. And she could really put a song across if you think about that. It was just her and the piano there. And there were some really big musical moments in that song, I thought. Just so dramatically delivered by Sophie. And she was not a beautiful woman, Sophie Tucker, but a little overweight, we might say. She's got a song, one of my favorites, I Don't Want to Get Thin. And she says, you know, I'm 163 pounds, and that's the way my men like it. So there you go, Sophie Tucker. Grew up on Front Street, singing. I think her parents had a restaurant or delicatessen of some kind. She was born in Russia. She was not born in Hartford, but came here as a child and as a little girl, sang for the customers back 1915 or so, when my grandparents were living on Front Street, as a matter of fact. Maybe they knew Sophie. I don't know. My grandmother never said that she did. She was a few years younger. And maybe your grandmother sang some of these songs to you, not the man I love, you know, but some of these songs to you when you were small, sitting in her lap, being rocked to sleep or otherwise being amused by your grandma. And that was the way it was for me. And so I know a lot of these songs. I may not know the words to them, but... And, of course, we had Vaughn DeLeith starting the set with Are You Lonesome Tonight from 1926. And we all know that song because Elvis made a hit out of it years and years later. 30 years later, I guess. Maybe 1956. And we didn't know that he was dredging up something from the distant past, but he was. And like a lot of this stuff, these are great, great songs, great performances. Maybe not so good on the fidelity of the records, but this is what we have of these performances. And the next one is, you probably don't know, because it's Greek. It's in Greek. It's by Tetos Demetriades. There's only a couple of his records on archive.org, just not very much. He's a great singer, and it's very exotic sounding, this Aman Eleño from 1927. Here's Tetos Demetriades, Aman Eleño.
Thank you. Hello, I'm Walter Mayo, a member of the Hartford Chorale. We have been the resident chorus of the Hartford Symphony Orchestra over the years for Handel's Messiah, Bach's Christmas Oratorio, the Beethoven Ninth Symphony, and many other choral masterpieces. Our 175 singers come from towns in central Connecticut and southern Massachusetts to rehearse weekly in preparation for our performances. We'll be doing Vaughan Williams' Hodier in December and the Verdi Requiem and Carmina Burana next spring. Last year, in collaboration with the New Haven and Hartford Symphony Orchestras, the Hart School, and the New Haven Chorale, we participated in Song for Haiti, a fundraising concert to rebuild a music school destroyed by the disastrous 2010 Haiti earthquake. Our smaller group of chamber singers entertains in schools, churches, and retirement homes throughout the area. If you are a singer, a listener, or just curious, check out our information-packed website, www.hartford-chorale.org.
Como un alito de rosa que despierta la embriaguez de un dulce amor. Tus encantos florecieron entre diosas al conjuro de un preludio encantador. Tan esbelta y majestuosa yo te admiro y te rindo mi mejor inspiración. Y es por eso que al mirarte yo suspiro con el ansia de mi pobre corazón. Tus ojos de mora, tu boca de guinda, tan roja y tan linda quisiera besar. Tus negros cabellos, tu seno armonioso, erguido y airoso con vida soñar. Tu frágil silueta, tu rítmico paso, de reines acaso cautiva tu andar. Y toda tu gracia me robó la calma, por eso en el alma te quiero llevar. Pero a veces un fatal presentimiento de no ser jamás tu dueño, linda flor, me entristece y te llevo en mi aposento como un niño que se queja de dolor. Y más tarde, al contemplarte tan divina cual un ángel mensajero de ilusión, no te creo ya imposible ni mezquina, y de fiesta está mi amante corazón. Tus ojos de mora, tu boca de guinda, tan roja y tan linda quisiera besar. Tus negros cabellos, tu seno armonioso, erguido y airoso con vida soñar. Tu frágil silueta, tu rítmico paso, de reines acaso cautiva tu andar. Y toda tu gracia me robó la calma, por eso en el alma te quiero llevar.
I love you, I love you, I love you. You are the ideal of my dream. I always knew 'twould be someone like you. I've loved you forever, it seems. 4 years in my mind's fondest fancy, a picture of your face I drew. And I knew you somehow when I met you just now. You are the ideal of my dream.
What are you getting so mushy about?
Well, I'm glad you asked me. I couldn't keep it from you much longer.
What?
Life's biggest moment. I'm going to be married.
You don't believe me.
Yes, I don't believe. What do you mean you don't believe me? Didn't I just tell you I was going to be married?
Who to?
Why, a woman, of course. Did you ever hear of anybody marrying a man?
Sure.
Who?
My sister.
This is no time for levity. She's the sweetest girl you ever saw. Well-read, traveled all over the world, loved by everyone. And she's mine, all mine. Well, what do you think of it?
What does levity mean?
Levity is a synonym. You know what a synonym is. Synonymum is cinnamon.
Hello?
What are you doing?
Somebody knocking on the phone.
That's levity.
Hello, Mr. Levity?
Go to the door. Hello, Mr. Levity.
That was Mr. Hardy.
It's from her. Wait till I find my glasses. You read it. I can't find them.
My dear, darling, precious Oliver. As I sit writing this note to you, with your picture in front of me, I have decided that all is over between us. For I love another. Your one-time sweetheart, Jean.
Oh. Oh. Oh.
What's the matter?
Didn't you read it?
Yeah, but I wasn't listening.
Give me that letter.
Wait a minute, there's some more. B.S. It's best we never see each other again. Jeannie Weenie.
What does she mean, B.S.?
Big sucker, I guess.
I love you. I love you. I love you. You are the ideal of my dream. I always knew would be someone like you. I've loved you forever, it seems. 4 years in my mind's fondest fancy, a picture of your face I drew. And I knew you somehow when I met you just now. You are the
thank you. Chauchoir jusqu'à Ménilmuche. La rue de l'Appe à la rue de la Gaîté. Il n'y a pas une môme dans tout Pantruche qui avec la mienne puisse lutter. De tous les côtés quand on l'épluche, on ne trouve rien à lui reprocher. C'est un oiseau rare que roi des vénards j'ai eu le bonheur de dénicher. Ah, si vous connaissiez ma poule, vous en perdriez toute la boule. Marlène et Darieux n'arrivent qu'en deux. La Greta Garbo peut aller cirer son chapeau. Ils n'en ont pas à Liverpool. À New York, à Honolulu, de mieux foutu. Si vous la voyez, vous en rêveriez. Ah, si vous connaissiez ma poule. Si vous connaissiez ma poule, vous en perdriez tous la boule. Ces petits seins pervers qui pointent au travers de son poulot vert vous mettent la tête à l'envers. Elle a les jambes faites au moule, des cheveux fous frisés partout et tout et tout. Si vous la voyez, vous en rêveriez. Ah, si vous connaissiez ma poule. Marguerite de Bourgogne auprès d'elle n'avait que Nibes comme tempérament. Il faut l'entendre quand elle appelle son petit momo au grand moment. Son corps frissonne d'une façon telle que la maison en tremble également. Et ça vous explique les secousses sismiques dont les journaux parlaient récemment. Et au gars, ma peau, vous en ferez à vous. C'est pesé moelleux, font dresser les cheveux. C'est pesé profond, vous font sauter jusqu'au plafond. Il faut la voir quand elle roucoule. Et qu'on l'entend du fond de Passy crier, chérie, oh, si vous la voyez, vous me la chiperiez. Mais vous ne connaîtrez pas ma poule.
Look out, Abra, baby, Abra, don't you try to deny me.
Aggravatin' Papa, from Lucille Hegeman and her Blue Flame Syncopators, 1922. Before that, Maurice Chevalier, Ah, si vous connaissiez ma poule, 1928. If you knew my chicken. If you knew my chicken. Okay, there you go. There's a love song for you. Love, of course, is the theme of this program this morning. And you could do it. I could do it every week if I wanted to, because there is enough stuff. But if you want to reserve only the best, which is what, of course, I like to do. I very seldom play anything I don't really like, and a lot of it I just dig. Lucille Hegeman, she's funny too. I mean, I don't know if you listen to the words, but she's talking about her jelly roll and how much she likes this mean guy. They always like these mean guys in these love songs. So Maurice Chevalier, of course, you know, laughing as he goes about all the sex that he's having with his chicken. I mean, I assume that's what he's laughing about. I don't know. My French is not that good, but it sounded pretty wild to me. And before Maurice Chevalier, another couple of movie stars, Oliver Hardy and Stan Laurel. Oliver started as a singer, you know, in vaudeville, and eventually teamed up with that. Well, then he did a lot of movies, played a lot of silent movies, played the villain, the fat villain, and then teamed up with Stan Laurel and made some of the great comedy films of all time. And, of course, the title of that, I Love You, was the same song that we played earlier from another, a little bit more serious singer. Before Oliver Hardy, another movie star, but not so popular here, Carlos Gardel, Amante Corazon, 1933. And he was the, we could say, the originator of the, or at least the person that popularized the tango. He wrote dozens, maybe hundreds of tangos. Just that was his specialty. And he was a great-looking guy and made some movies. Of course, they're Spanish-language movies. He was South American. Actually, he was born in Europe, I believe, but spent most of his time in Argentina. Uruguay claims him, too. And he died young, died in a plane crash, and his fans inconsolable. And we started with Tetos Demetriadis, Aman Eleño, 1927. Great recording. Let's listen to this.
Every month.